Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Black Section Power Network.
Hello?
Oh, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Yeah, hey, James? Can you hear me?
Or Joe? Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, man.
All right, okay, who is it, James or Joe?
It's James.
What's up, James? What's going on, guy?
I'm chilling. Just chilling.
Yeah. One day we're going to become pros at this, and it's going to flow like butter or something, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I know these rookie startups,
it's
killing us. So far, I'm really waiting on Joe to chime in, man, since, Joe's a cop or whatnot. He's a policeman. So, you know, today's topic, you know, is a little deep here. So I really want to, you know, Joe to chime in. So he should be on in a second. I think the link's back out for everybody. So hopefully he'll chime in a minute, man. So
right.
Until then, you know, we're going to get this thing started. You got like an hour and 14 minutes left or whatnot. So I'm quite sure we'll get some talking. So I'm asking you, man, how you feeling about Bill Cosby, though, a.k.a. P.O. Cosby?
Man, okay. So my thoughts on him, like I kind of look at it this way. So you wanna think someone like him is not guilty, but then when you have so
right.
many women coming out of the woodwork, it doesn't make any sense. You can't
I know
not some type responsible, and it's weird. Like some people, like us as black people, we try to look at the best of people in our community, especially celebrities and, you know, people of color, whatever. But in this case, the man, you know what, the man is human in the end of the day. That doesn't make him no different than anybody else. My own personal
right.
opinion is that he raped some of these women. I think he's responsible. And I personally
yes.
think he should be
yes.
punished for it, too.
Right. I don't care how old he is.
You know?
I mean, I can't lie, though. I did feel like, you know, a bit of betrayal, you know, when I first found out, you know, the first couple of women, I was like, Bill Cosby? I'm like, no. American's Dad? No.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby didn't do that. You know, I was like, okay, maybe a couple of women, they know, trying to, you know, they in cahoots together, you know, trying to make some money off of Bill or whatnot. That's what I was thinking at first. But then, bro, they just started coming out the
yeah.
woodwork, like, in droves. Like, I think it was up to, like 30 plus, maybe 40 almost women.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
and
basically when they all have the same damn story about how he's using like roofies and shit to knock these women
right.
out, you know what I mean? Like you just, it's too perfect just not to be at least a lot of them or some of them true. It just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. You know?
Not at all. I mean, like painted cling pop, like everywhere. Like it don't.
Yeah.
It don't. And I'm kind of mad that, you know, because, I mean, I mean, with sexual abuse victims, you know, it kind of hits home for me because it's no secret that I am, you know, I'm a victim of myself. I'm a survivor. I no longer say the word victim. I got away from that mind state years ago. But now, when I was 5 years old, I went through, like, hell on earth, you know, for like a year of my life. And, you know, so anytime I hear, you know, anything from, you know, the victims of sexual abuse, or into my hearing, like accusations come up, my first immediate reaction is to always take the side of the victim, you know. But I had to get out of that because, hell, sometimes people lie, you know what I'm saying? You know, but when it came to this,
yeah,
man, you know, last
you
time
know,
I felt betrayed, but.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
I don't know, man. Like, with Bill, it's kind of weird because we're kind of at that age when we remember when Bill was, like, all about, like, in the 70s and the early 80s where he was all pro-black. He was the Black Power movement. That was Bill Cosby. He was a part of all that
right.
shit. You know?
Right.
Later on, though, in all honesty, the last few years, the man basically, he's really had nothing good to say about black people, black culture, and black youth to the point where I'm just like, you're a fucking hypocrite. You know? So
yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of biased because even before all this was announced, I haven't liked him in the last few years, honestly. You know?
Yeah,
I think I fell out of love. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I fell out of favor. I think I did fall out of favor with Bill, though. Back after the Cosby Show ended, I think when he actually started going at, you know, comedians and really, you know, going at, you know, the black community. But, you know, I kind of fall out of favor with anybody of that age. They kind of, you know, go after, you know, the generations that follow them. Because I'm like, you know,
yeah.
We're following the path that you guys laid out. I mean, I grew up in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 80s was like the crack era. You know, that was like the 80s
yeah.
was like, you know, just rough on a black community. AIDS
yeah.
and fucking crack. That shit was everywhere. So it destroyed
yeah,
a lot of black
yeah.
homes. So, you know, once I became a teenager and I see, and I remember, you know, catching ridicule from, you know, older people, you know, y'all kids these days this, y'all kids these days that, you know, whatnot. But I'm like, but you guys are the ones that laid the foundation out for us. We didn't smoke fucking crack.
Yeah.
We're the fallout of the crack era. Crack fell like a new crack hit the black community like a nuclear bomb. You know what I'm saying? That
yeah,
shit
yeah.
eradicated the black community. Whatever was left for the black community, crack pretty much destroyed. So it's like we're starting to make over.
Right.
And for children that grew up in the 80s, whether you had your mother or your dad or not, I cannot say no kid that wasn't affected by, you know, by crack in the hood. I mean, yeah, there are black kids that they didn't grow up in the hood, so they really didn't get a chance to see that. But if you grew up in the hood, there is no way in hell your life was not affected by crack, whether it was somebody in your house directly or indirectly, your next-door neighbor, your friend's mother or something. But your life was somehow affected by crack. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Fathers were gone. Mothers were gone. You know, I mean, old-timers were left trying to raise kids, old-fashioned ways, and that shit was dead. But it's the only way they knew how to do it. And, you know, kids, you know, shit, if the grandparents can give it to them or aunts can give it to them, or not, you know, most of the time they're retired, they couldn't work, they were living off of food stamps and all this shit, they turned to the street. And, you know, for people
yeah.
like Bill Cosby to always just look at us, you know, and just look at us like we're the issue, we're the problem, you know, it caused a lot of people to fall out of favor with them. And,
yeah.
Basically, you know, we kind of left them out there alone by ourselves with this shit. But at the same time, I didn't think black people really pissed off about it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, man. Like, we will – it's weird in a sense because we support the celebrities. But we don't necessarily go out of our way to support each other. And that's ass-backwards thinking as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That shit kills me, man. That shit.
Yeah. And yes, sir, it is. And you are so right on that.
You know, Bill really is, if I can be very frank, he is a fucking hypocrite because in the 70s, with his comedy was a bit raw. It was Red Fox, it was Hammond Fryer. You know what I mean? Those were the guys that were doing it, and his comedy was raw. So he was never really a choir boy anyway. You know, he did
right.
have the black pride and all that shit, but in the end of the day, he really should not have been talking about people in respect. It's like you said, it's really only the Cosby Show. Well, I should backtrack a little bit. Fat Albert as well.
Let's do it again. You know, one of my favorite movies still to this day. Well, yeah, I mean, the guy is classic.
yeah, that's a fact. you know. So
yeah,
but no, this guy, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's a serial rapist.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
On the one hand, he has to be, you know, but you know, kind of looking at the other side of that coin, because he is a black man and because he is a celebrity, I have no doubt also on the flip side of that, that the lawyers, the judges, and the district attorneys, they're out to convict his ass. And I think
he's guilty, they are for.
But, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, what if he wasn't? And they're doing this shit. That just shows you, because you could have fucking Roman Polanski walking around, not going to jail for rape. I'm probably missing like 10 other people. Oh, fucking that guy that won the Oscar, too. What the hell's his name? Shit. Batman's brother. Fuck.
Ben Affleck's brother?
Obviously, his last name is Affleck. Casey Affleck. That dude was charged and was being investigated for basically rape or something along the lines of that, right? And then he paid off the woman, right? So she withdrew her charges, and then dude wins an Oscar, right?
My
point is, if he was black, he wouldn't even got that damn far. Dude won a fucking Oscar. Same year he's being investigated for rape, raping some woman.
Right.
It's a system that bases us just to fail just for the color of our skin. Even look at that dude on TV. I don't even watch the show, but I've been kind of following it. So The Bachelor, where
right the new one,
the white woman on the show accused the black dude of not so much rape, but taking advantage of her when she was intoxicated. Well, no, that is rape. I'm an idiot. That is rape.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Her,
and
yeah,
the dude
yeah.
was like, "No, we were both drunk, and I went down on her, and that was it." And it just came out today that they looked at, because everything was recorded, even this incident.
Right.
And they came out and they said, "Dude didn't do nothing at all." But in the back of my head, I'm kind of like, because he's a black man and she's a blonde little Becky White woman.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yes,
they could have tried to get their pound of flesh if they wanted it. You know?
Yeah.
So,
but lucky for him, he got fired. You know, he lost his job and everything over that, man.
Exactly. And
yeah,
he didn't
lost
do
his job
shit.
And everything over that shit. He didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah,
he didn't do a damn
that.
Thing, man.
That.
Yeah.
You know, and
but yeah. Which I was shaking my head over, like, look at this shit. And they even said it, like, you know, a lot of people were saying it. A couple of guys on TMZ, they even said it last week. You know, when they said it Friday, you know, they're trying to really just, you know, use them, you know, as a scapegoat or whatnot, you know. And but shit, you know, shit, her ass, yeah, you tell your boyfriend you wasn't gonna fuck nobody, you signed them goddamn papers, and your ass went and got drunk. You got
yeah.
you seen that goddamn, you seen that black gang just beat
yeah,
in the goddamn
yeah.
pool with you.
You
said,
let
me go to get my
tour
to space, Carl, and you went for it. The bitch went for it. You know what I'm saying?
Getting,
shit.
And
we rated it off,
really,
bro.
Really, he's just getting a little feed. You know? It's fucking, it's disgusting, man, really, to be honest with you. Just
yeah.
the way society just kind of vilifies us for no apparent reason. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, I'm not saying black people aren't responsible for things, but we always are looked at in the worst possible light, no matter what. Like, we're, like, dude itself, he was guilty before he was even proven innocent, at least in a court of public opinion. You know what
I mean?
That is so
true.
And that's just kind of, you know, that's just kind of how it is. It's fucking disgusting, to be honest with you.
Yep.
You know?
It is so true. That is so true. Damn. That is so fucking true.
Like, I was, who was it today on Facebook? Jack posted something from Twitter. Something about, I'm not going to say this word for word, but it's just so fucking true. It's like, we have video cameras now where we think that we can get off without being responsible, even when things go wrong, even with the cops. And there's still no fucking justice for us, no matter what we do. You know, even
right.
in the age of cell phones. We still can't find no justice. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
That shit just kills me, man. That shit, like, every fucking time I see shit like that in the news, man, that just takes a little bit out of me, man.
It does. I mean, that's the reason I decided to name this podcast today, the show today, Finding Hope. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I mean, it scares me when I'm probably the most optimistic person that I know, and I start to lose that optimism. You know what I'm saying? That kind of bothers me. And I just seen a pregnant mother, Black American in Seattle. You know, she was gunned down today. You know, and
I read that. Yeah.
And I just, like, this is so fresh on my mind that I haven't had a chance to, you know, really just read up on it. But those that are listening, it happened again a few days after, you know, the asshole that killed Philando got off, you know. And for me, you know, like, if I decide to talk about topics like this, because for the most part, I do, like, you know, I thoroughly investigate, you know, shit before I jump on a bandwagon. I just don't really look at it as in, oh, wow, a black man got killed by a cop. He automatically innocent got killed for no reason. I don't do that. That's not me. I want to find out, you know, exactly what happened, you know, what led up to that point. But, you know, from everything that happened with this guy, I mean, there's no ambiguity on this shit. It was clear cut. He murdered the man in the damn car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All he could have done was, you know, like, all he could have done was draw his gun and back from the damn car. That's all he had to do, because there were kids in the fucking car and somebody else in the car. You know, he didn't have to, you know, he just pulled out and just, and the guy didn't even have his shit drawn, period. You know what I'm saying? You know,
that shit disgusted me, man. That disgusted me. I can't.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Oh, fuck.
It,
like,
is, man.
Like, even when they were listening to, what was it, the police officer's radio before when he was pulling over the car.
Right.
And I can't remember again what he said, but he made some racially charged comment about Philando's skin.
Something about a thick nose, I think. He said he had a thick nose or something.
Some bullshit like that. So before he even can approach the car, he's already got his mindset about the person in the vehicle. He already has his mindset on how that person is, what that person looks like. You know, it's
you just seen it, yeah. He just seen him. He's seen a nigger. That's what he's seen. He's seen a nigger.
Yeah,
not a nigger,
that's
but a nigger. That's what he's seen.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know. What's even worse is what is that fucking racist redneck that's in Trump's cabinet, Department of Justice dude, that old fucking southern white boy. What's his name? Gotta think about this now.
I have
Jeff Sessions.
I feel so. Okay, shit. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
That fucker basically instilled that no police. I'm trying to remember now the actual thing now. So no police officers will be investigated for any wrongful death or suspicious death caused by them. Like, before Obama, he had something in where if there was a suspicious death of a person of color, right, where if they thought it was basically deemed unnecessary, that the FBI or somebody would investigate it. So fucking
right.
Sessions now has taken that rule away completely because he's the top cop.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, so you can't – there's really no federal or governing body to investigate issues like this that come about. So you could basically now have a fucking, not that there hasn't been a corrupt police force. I'm not saying that that's the case, but let's just say hypothetically, that shit's no longer going to be investigated.
Man, that's crazy,
you know?
Man. I don't think it's going to sit well for too long. It's not going to sit well for too long, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to sit well for too long. You know, I really don't know what I really don't know what they think what's going to really come outside of this shit. I mean, it's getting to the point where now that people are starting to be silent. They're being fucking silent. They're being angry and fucking silent. The worst thing for a warden to do is walk through a jail and it's complete silence. The warden is scared shitless because something is in the air. Black people are starting to get quiet. They're starting to feel what I've been feeling for years. You know what I'm saying? That's why I rarely, like, if you notice, I rarely bring these topics up on my post, on my page, on Facebook, anything. I barely partake in these topics. You know what I'm saying? Because while people just now seeing this shit, I was seeing this shit when I was 15 to 16 years old. And not just, like, in front of me, but, you know, I always paid attention to the news. I always stayed up on current events. So I was always seeing this shit. So I've been angry. I've been angry. You know what I'm saying? But I always tell people, call me when you're ready to set some shit on fire or something. Don't tag me on fucking Facebook post. Don't pull me over to the conversation. Don't ask me my two cents on shit. I'm past that shit. I was doing that shit at 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I've been doing this shit. I'm somewhere else right now. You know what I'm saying? And
it's just kind of the whole situation at this point. It's just kind of weird right now because you know, I don't really want to make this a fucking political thing, but I just can't look at it any other way, where you have these levels of government that are literally passing laws saying that it's okay if you run over and hit a car of a protester that's protesting in the streets. There's actually laws that they're trying to pass to give people, no, I'm not even just saying cops, yes, but people a pass if you hit a protester that's in the streets. That it's no problem if you hit them with your car and run them over if they just happen to be protesting in the streets.
No probable cause. Just you hit them.
Yeah.
No probable cause? No probable cause at all.
Like that. No probable cause. None.
No probable cause. Fuck.
I can't even do shit like that.
Oh, fuck. I'm about to look that shit up.
Republicans that are doing this shit. You know what I mean? It's Republicans that are doing this shit. They don't give a fuck. They don't care.
Look.
They don't care about poor people. They don't care about people of color, man. We're just
that's what's gonna really like screw them over. If they don't pay attention, you know, I mean, homegrown terrorism is real. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you look at like the origin of most terrorists, you know what I'm saying? They were like, you know, either the losing side of a war, the losing side of a color, losing side of a religion. They was on the losing side of something. You know what I'm saying? The Muslims on the losing side of some shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Eventually they spawned terrorism. You know what I'm saying? Some people view them as heroes. Others say they're terrorists. And they just wave. I mean, I've met and talked to people, you know what I'm saying, that feel this way. I've met and talked to Americans that now feel this way. And a lot of them that now feel this way are, guess what, poor people. Not just necessarily black.
Yeah.
Some are white, you know, some are Hispanic, some are Asian, whatever. I mean, you know, I mean, poor people are starting to feel, you know what I'm saying, they kind of feel that way, you know. And the funny part about it, like, I used to have a lot of them on my old account on Facebook. I had a lot of them on that account. Either I unfriended them or they unfriended me. One of the two. But somebody unfriended somebody along the way. Because, I got tired of hearing the shit. You know what I'm saying? But because some of the shit is true, but some of it is just about excuses. Like, I'd be damned if a poor white kid tells me he got it harder than me, which I haven't had poor white kids try to tell me. They level the suffering on the same level as my suffering. Like, nigga, you are white.
Yeah.
Are you serious? You are white, nigga. Please, don't do that. Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't say that to me, bro. I said, your suffering will never be on the exact same level as mine. Never. I'm black in America, in the South. It would never be, all right? You know, those same guys, though, you know, I got off track a little bit, but the same people, the poor ones, they eventually, you know, start burning shit up, blowing shit up, killing motherfuckers, trying to prove points, showing up at baseball games, old motherfuckers, showing up at baseball games. I mean, a Bernie supporter, pissed off, showed up at a baseball game. I mean, at practice, and just went ham last week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if you
see
if you keep pushing us, you know, if you keep pushing us, and a poor, uneducated person is the most easily influenced. You know what I'm saying? They're more easily influenced.
Yeah.
You can influence them with, what do you give them? You give them, I mean, a sense of hope. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
See, that's,
or you
that's,
give them a sense of, give them reason to fight.
Yeah.
So,
that's what kills me about, like, poor white people, like, it really fucking kills me, because in the end of the day, them all don't really have any shit either, but yet they're supporting these fucking systems that are willing to manipulate them, as you've said. Keep them down. They're not getting a fucking piece of the pie at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
They're not getting no fucking jobs. They get perks in the sense of their color, as you've said, where they can pass and do certain things that a person of color, a black person, a Spanish person, whatever, a color do not have. That is about it. But in the same day, they're still fucking dirt fucking poor. They ain't got a piece of shit. And they're supporting these fucking motherfuckers. They don't care. They're lining their own pockets. Not even off their own backs. They're just lining their own pockets. They don't give a fuck about anybody that's rich or poor. And the rich people pretend to give a fuck about the poor white people. But in the end of the day, they don't. They just fucking use them.
No.
And the white, the poor white people let them fucking use them. That's what fucking kills me about that shit. That's what kills me about that shit. But they're too fucking stupid or ignorant or wrapped up in their own fucking hate to see that shit. They don't get it.
Yeah. They don't.
In the end of the day, it don't matter what fucking color you are. If you're still fucking on food stamps to get a fucking loaf of bread, you're still the same fucking person as this person, the fucking Mexican person, the black person, the fucking Native American person. You're no fucking different. You're poor. You ain't getting shit from the powers that be, and they don't fucking understand that shit.
They don't.
They don't understand that shit.
They don't see it. They don't see it. They don't see it. And I find it to be, you know what I'm saying, quite hilarious, huh? When I'm in the constant, like, I look in the constant, I'm like, you know, I'm like, I mean, you're going to see one way or another, you know what I'm saying? You see one way or another.
Yeah.
You know, they'll figure it out, hopefully before it's too late. I mean, I used to like, get bent over shit. It's a lot of shit, dude, that I started getting pissed off about. Because when you look at it, some of that shit is just beautiful poetry, bro. Like watching somebody really just destroy themselves off their self-ignorance and their hatred, it's pure damn entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people, I watch guys do it all the time in the military. At first, you get mad, you know what I'm saying, because you're like, what the fuck? But then if you just, like, you sit back, you keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, just watch them, you know. They fuck themselves every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, like, individuals like that, period. Like spiteful assholes, you know what I'm saying? I'm an asshole, but I'm not spiteful. I might be a little petty, but I'm not spiteful. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people that's like that, spiteful, hateful, you know, they live their life like shitting on motherfuckers trying to get, you know, get over and shit, man. You know, they get their just dues. You know what I'm saying? They get their just dues.
Yeah.
And if for some odd reason, like, I don't, you know, some people don't understand, you know, like, what's going on here in America. And to me, one of the most brilliant men, you know, ever was Thomas Jefferson, right? Thomas Jefferson has some one-liners for that ass. You know what I'm saying? He has some quotes for that ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and one thing I got to say about black people, what we got to realize is right now we're dealing with, like, you know, a tyrannical type motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with cops. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They're just pretty much like, you know, right now we're living in tyranny for real. It may not be, you know, as bleak and as bad as you know, throughout history, man, but shit, goddamn, you know, we trying to take steps, you know what I'm saying? But fuck, you know, we dealing with bullshit.
The problem with me and cops is that I've had a bad experience with cops. I'll tell that some other time. Not really worth talking about now. But the problem with any police officer, and I don't want to, you see, I hate fucking lumping them all together because it makes me sound like a fucking ignorant fucking asshole.
Yeah, they're all not the same. They're all not the same.
Yeah, and they're not. They're really not. But the system of the police force is that you could have one bad cop, okay? And that happens. You could have that fucking in any type of job. It's not just the police.
Oh, you're going to have it.
You're going to have it. The problem with the police force and the fact that their unions are so fucking strong is that the rest of them will fucking give that bad cop the benefit of the doubt. Oh, we couldn't have done it. No, he's fine. No, he's one of our brothers. Like, that shit never fucking makes any sense to me. Because it puts people and the police to a kind of unequal level where they are above the law and they basically manipulate the fucking system when the system should be equal for everybody, whether or not you're a police officer or not. And that's what that's the shit that I hate, really. Because, you know,
but you know what, they
–
But, you know, when it comes to that, are you saying that I just pulled something up. I was about to say something. I was just pulling up something. Kind of went down. What were you saying? Continue. My bad. Continue.
Well, no, that's really about it. You know what I mean? Like, they will go to bat for that one fucking piece of shit cop. You know what I mean? They will go to bat. Oh, he could not have done it. He's this and that. Like, bro, it's just fucking ridiculous.
That's the brotherhood. And I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, because at the end of the day, yeah, I look at it as in those guys are the guys that if the shit hits the fan, their life is in their hands and it's life is worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like I was in the Navy, so I have, you know, like all the guys I served with, I love every last one of them. Even the ones that we didn't get along quite so well, but I still love them because we was out to sea, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, if shit hit the fan, we had to have each other's back in order to get back home. So it's a brother, it becomes a brotherhood. You train with these people every single day. Every single thing you do, you're training with them, you know what I'm saying? So it becomes a brotherhood, you feel me? And you watch each other grow up. You know, spending like four to 5 years with the same guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, day in, day out, you're doing, I mean, this shit, it becomes like, you know, you get real close with them, with a lot of them. So, you know,
let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. In the armed forces, though, when somebody fucks up, there's still a chain of command that will still punish that individual for whatever he's done. Do you think it's the same, really, though, in the police force as opposed to the armed forces?
No. It never be that. No, because I mean, you know, the military. The chain of command and you know, the, I don't know what the, I guess, you know, the police behavior code, whatever they call the police shit, whatever it's called, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But whatever the, you know, rules and shit they're supposed to abide by, the military is always stricter. We protect the country.
Yeah.
What the fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's a lot stricter. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I mean, hell no, it's not the same. Of course, it's not the same. The training is not the same.
Right.
You know, the rules are not the same. You know, the policies, the behavior. I mean, you know, your stature. I mean, all this shit is different. It's more stricter in the military. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
And if you fuck up, I mean, if you fuck up in the military, they handle it in house. You feel me? If you rape somebody out of town, oh, that shit get handled in house. But I mean, the public gonna know. Oh yeah, he's going to military. Oh yeah, he's going to, you know, military court. So they know you about to get the goddamn Sheboygan when you go to the court. You know what I'm saying? Or you got a military court.
Right,
That's all they know. They don't want to, you're not going to hear the details or anything will happen. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know he raped some girl out on town. The military sent his ass. He going to court. Military court or some shit. Know what y'all are calling it. We call it, you know what I'm saying? But that's what he's going to. He's about to go get, like, ice cubed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Vaseline.
Yeah.
I mean, he getting the full, I mean, they tanned his ass up. Know what I'm saying? They getting a full munchie in that bitch. Like, no, nigga, you going up there. Here. Take these years. No parole, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Good.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's a little different, man. But, I mean, it was like, that's why I wanted, you know, homie to call in, whatever, whatnot. You know, because, I mean, like, he has a very, he's a police, whatnot. Joe, if you listen, I don't know what happened, man, but, holla at me. But, he had a nice insight, and I talked to a couple of cops, you know, that they have, you know, insights on things, man, like, you know, shit, they know it's not all, you know, it's not all cops, and, you know, which it sucks for them. You know, some of them out here like, yo, man, I'm really, you know, it's not all cops, man. I think it's all cops, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of look at it like this, man, like, we can't look at cops and assume all of them bad, which most of us do. We cannot just label them with a stereotype. We're going to get pissed off with society label us with a stereotype. Because we know that, we know for the most part, dude, if you see a nigga put a hoodie on his goddamn head, you might goddamn, you know, get your ankles ready just a little bit in case you got a dart out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or you might look
across
the street or some shit and say, like, should I cross the street? I mean, and he's going to call.
I mean,
so first time I got robbed, it was by a nigga in a hoodie. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
I mean, so, come on. So, like, most of the time when I see cats with hoodies, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, man. Like, well, I guess I got to cancel my goddamn debit card. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I said, dude, with a hoodie. I'm like, man, shit, I guess I got to, you know, cancel my debit card, man, because this nigga got a hoodie on. Shit. You about to get a nigga. And they walk past me. I'm like, oh, shit, okay, I'm good. But I'm going to sit and watch them, though. Why? Because, I mean, I went through that shit. And I know everybody I know that been robbed, whether you got robbed 1, 2, 3, 4 times, most of the time it's going to be by a nigga in a hoodie. And you can't tell me.
Yeah.
Am I lying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people have been robbed, but I wasn't about to dig in the hoodie. So, I mean, certain things, you know, you see, I just be like, whoa. But, you know, I try my best not, you know, to stereotype. You know what I'm saying? I try my best not to.
Right.
I see, if I see, like a white chick in a Walmart in the hood, guess the first thing I say to myself? Oh, she like brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm for real. So, I mean, just like, you know, it's stereotypes, though, man. You know, just typical shit, man. I mean, sometimes it's there, man. I mean, it's, we all guilty of it. It's just like, you know, if you're thinking this shit, don't tell nobody thinking about that goddamn shit. Shit, please don't.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. If you think it's a fucked up shit, he's somebody. I mean, it was like, I can't remember this guy's name, but he was on CNN one time, this couple of years ago. And he got a book about, you know, I guess like confronting stereotypes or something. But he was like, he was getting on the plane, right? And he was in first class. And he said it on CNN. And he said he had looked up at the cockpit, right? He said he seen two black pilots. He's like, oh, my God, they're going to let them fly the plane. He said, no, that's ridiculous. Of course they're going to let them fly the plane. He changed the position. But he said he thought that shit, though. He said, you know, first thing I thought, oh, my God, they're going to let them fly the plane. He said, you know, he has a book out. He has a book out, dude. But he was like, then, you know, he thought to it. So he's like, yeah, you know, they're just stupid. Of course they're going to let them fly the plane. And they trained down pilots. Shit, what the fuck?
He
looked around. He said, but he looked at people. He said, you see people, you know, white people, because they're the only ones that was up there. You know, they kind of, they was thinking or whatever. But looking like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I mean, but we think shit too, though, man. Think about it, though, dude. Like, like most of the time you see an Asian, you think he probably, you know what I'm saying, no martial arts. Am I not lying?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Blood and match. That's true.
Have you ever seen an Asian car mechanic?
I don't think so. No.
When I seen one, it shocked me, dude. It shocked me. I'm like, what the fuck? They get cars, too? Like, oh, shit. They try to take all the jobs out the hood. And I said, oh, come on, man. We're from Japan or China. They got cars over there, too. What the hell am I thinking?
That's true,
what the hell am I thinking, man? I'm like, oh, they're just stupid. But I ain't say it out loud. I just looked at them. I'm like, whoa, wow. Like, I've seen some of them, like, going renovate houses. I've seen them do, you know, so I'm like, you know, but I'm just, you know, but you don't really, we really don't see that. All we see, the ass is, like, behind the counter in convenience stores most of the time. Or slinging chicken
yeah.
wings. That's all we really see. Or
that's
selling
true.
Down weave.
Yeah.
So, it's certain jobs. So, we see them doing other shit. Like, you know. Now, I'll never think that shit out loud. Well, I'm saying that shit now on this podcast, of course. Like, ooh-wee.
Yeah. Fuck, yeah.
You probably like, damn, dude, you're fucked up. My bad, dude. But I don't never think that shit out loud, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going back to about, you know, stereotypes, though.
We all do that. We all do that.
Yeah.
You know? That's
just,
what
I'm
makes
going
us
back
feel
you know.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why... No, that's why I don't get mad when I hear some of these, you know, sometimes, you know, white people say shit out of pocket, you know, that's why I don't really get mad at them anymore, because I'm like, well, I think some fucked up shit about white people, so the fuck I'm be mad for? This dumb ass nigga just opened him up and said it out loud. Maybe he didn't mean shit by it. They said it out loud like a dumbass. I'm not going to say this shit to anybody.
You know what, like for me, it really kind of depends on the situation. Like, if I know the person, and I know the person's like a dumbass joker, like I might just kind of give them a look and be like, ah. But if it's someone that says it maliciously, I don't know. That's, for me, that's a little bit different. You know, that's a bit different for me because I don't really like when people try to fuck with me for no reason. Because if I'm not doing that to the person, why are they trying to do it to me? So if they say it takes a lot though for me,
uh-huh.
you know, to really work me up. I don't really care, but. If certain people say certain things about me, like if it was about family, I don't like that
yeah.
shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. You know? It's been a bit...
Dude.
Yeah, you know? It's been a while since somebody maliciously called me a nigger. It's been a little bit. So I can't really say how I'd act.
Wow. Hold on. When was
the situation with me?
When was the last time for you? When was the last time for you?
Maliciously? Okay, so I'm driving and I'm getting off the highway and I'm with my lady and her niece. So
uh-huh.
truthfully, this is my fault. I accidentally cut off the dude. That's my fault completely. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
dude comes up beside me in his car, in his truck. And
uh-huh.
And we're kind of at like a stoplight to get off the highway. He gets out of his truck. So
okay.
he mouths the word to me. He mouths the word, and I heard what he said. So at this point, I kind of lose my fucking cool. And I'm like, you need to get the fuck back in your car, because if you don't, I'm going to fucking do something to you in front of your kid there. And at that point, he kind of got common sense to say, hey, I should not be fucking doing this. And then he got back in his car. But I was still cursing him out after he said that. I said, you fucking piece of shit, you pussy hole. I can't even remember what I called him, but I kind of went off after he mouthed that word. And he actually had the balls enough to get out of his car. Because in the end of the day, I could have said, hey, you know what? My bad. I'm sorry. I cut you off. But he starts mouthing at me, gets out of his fucking truck, and wants to make an issue out of it. So that's kind of something a little bit different, you know?
Yeah. So, damn. Wait a minute. When was this? What year was this?
This was last year.
Last
year. In the fall. So it wasn't this year. It was last year.
Dude, and you're in Canada, right? You're not in Canada, are you?
Oh yes. I am in Canada.
You're
yes.
Canada.
I am in Canada.
Dude, wow. Dude, look. You know the last time somebody called me a nigger, it was like 2001 or some shit.
Oh, really?
I'm in the South. I'm in the South, bro.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Damn, the A-Town is nice. But now I was in the Navy, too. So, did anybody call me
a shit.
Oh. No, I had I had a racist ass Croatian threatened to cut my friend's throat. Because he was dancing Cisco's song, and all the Croatian girls were loving his ass for it. So he threatened to cut my friend's throat. Like, you, Shit, my home. Hey, I'm for real. Oh my goodness. If I had his number, I'd call his ass right now. I'm like, yo, bro, remember that shit? Him and my friend
right.
Mitchell. Mitchell's my white guy. That's my white friend, Mitchell.
Right.
My brother, right? That's my brother. I definitely that's my brother. We was in the Navy together. Yeah. He's from like Vermont. Like, oh my goodness. But I mean, Mitchell had some stories. And one day I would do a damn story on that shit. My adventures with Mitchell. Like, we had some adventures. Like, we're totally opposite, man. Like we're totally opposite. Like, he was white, I was black. He was from Vermont. I'm from fucking Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
He was a virgin. I wasn't a virgin. He was gaining more religion. I was slowly losing my religion. He only drank red wine on occasions. I came into the damn ship, shit faced it every night. He didn't curse.
Yeah.
I cursed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we're tight knit, man. That guy was tight knit, man. You know what I'm saying? But hell yeah. Mm. Like, Mitchell. He was so gullible, though. Oh, my God. He actually gave a guy like $200 for a stereo for his car. So the dude said, "All right, I'll be right back. I gotta walk around this corner and get it. Put the money in the pocket and walk around the side."
God.
Of so on our friend Zimmerman,
God.
Zimmerman from looks. He said, "Okay, I'll be right there." So, my friend Zimmerman comes out the store. Zimmerman comes out the 7-Eleven or whatever. Zimmerman, and so he said, "Hey, yo." Hey, Zimmerman, look, I just gave you $200 getting me on stereo for my car. He's walking around the side of the building. So Zimmerman chasing this guy. Mitchell sitting there waiting on him to come back. Of course, you know, he never came back. He didn't ever catch us. Lost the money.
Yeah.
And so a couple of weeks later, right, that exact same 7-Eleven. This is Norfolk, Virginia. Oh, Virginia Beach, one of the two. But they somewhere there.
Yeah.
So like a couple of weeks later, exact same gas station. Zerman's in the store buying beer. Mitchell's in the car. The same guy walks around the corner. They say, "Oh, yeah, look, let me go pick up your own stereo. I'll be right back." Mitchell said, "Okay, bud."
So he was that gullible, eh? Oh, shit. Okay.
Yes. But he'll whoop your ass, though. He'll whoop your ass
in. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, dude, he would whoop. Hey, dude, I mean, he was like, that dude was fighting his ass off. Yeah, he was cool as shit, though.
Yeah.
I was at least, oh, shit, somebody else just called in. Who just called in? Somebody just called in. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, what up, homie? Iceman is joining the conversation.
For sure.
So we got James on the line. Man, James been chatting it up. Now Iceman joined the conversation.
What's up?
What's good?
Hey, man, we don't need no very, very white antics and shit. You can use a regular voice.
I'm good.
What the hell, nigga?
I'm good.
So, man, we're just shooting the shit. We totally left whatever topic we was on like 30 minutes ago. So, welcome to the conversation. We're talking about everything from, you know, race and, you know, all the current events coming up to the day or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You know, so.
Yeah, I've been reading up on some stuff and I've been just chilling, just laying back. I was just watching a segment with D.L. Hughley on CNN.
And
him almost breaking down into tears about, you know, the Castillo situation and everything like that.
Right.
But you know, it's such a deep rooted issue that we can talk about amongst ourselves and whatnot, and we can get maybe 3 out of 10 Asian brands to talk about it, but.
Stop moving.
Oh, no.
Iceman, your microphone going out.
It's going out? Yeah, I'm on my Bluetooth, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My bad.
So, sure, hell yeah, good. So,
No.
What do you think, man? Like should be the next move though. They read about some shit, so I mean, we talked about
repeat
it earlier.
That question.
We talked about it a little earlier. The next move, what should the next move be? We talked about it earlier, you know what I'm saying? Me and James discussed that a little earlier.
I mean, as a race of people, we don't have a next move because we're so far behind in regards to where we would like to be, where we feel we deserve to be, and what it is going to take to get there. And the sad part about it is we've been this way for years now, and it's getting worse. And, you know, we keep finding different outlets to blame, you know, the music, you know, hip-hop going down and stuff like that. But to be honest, it starts at home with the parenting, the teaching, et cetera. But we have a system that has made it virtually impossible for us to be at home in order to teach. We got to spend so much time working and things of that nature just to survive. And we have,
okay.
like...
Hey, your microphone.
Hold on. I might switch my mic. Hold on.
James, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
All right. He's switching his mic out, I guess.
You see, he's not
so,
he's not wrong because basically what he's saying is, and I have to agree with him, we're kind of coming from behind.
Right.
You know what I mean? And...
All right, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's better. That's a lot better.
All right. What I was trying to say is we're so far behind. We're behind ourselves. We don't even teach our own history. We as
right.
a people, we don't teach history. And then we as a people, we bury what leaders that we do have. So people can't learn from them either. Like, we got so many people who, our parents, relatives and stuff, who blast Farrakhan, but never sat down and listened to, whether it be audio, video, or even been anywhere to listen to him to know that he was preaching anything negative or whatever the case may be. But,
yeah,
and then one of my key issues is religion. We go in religion like tooth and nail. It doesn't matter what a Al Sharpton, a Creflo Dollar, or whatever says and does. You know what I'm saying? We have such strong issues in regards to religion. It makes absolutely no sense, and people don't even understand the sheep following in regards to it. But first
hey,
thing first is oh shit.
Uh huh.
I was just going to say things first is at home in regards to teaching. We got to get back to doing this ourselves. We got to find a way as parents to do this ourselves, to teach our kids their history, not just within our family, but American history in regards to what our race of people have contributed to this land. And also why, you know, we've been demonized and stuff like that, so it's not surprising if and when they come across it in the workplace or whatever the case may be. So maybe they will eventually come up with and be able to devise a strategy that will help us out later on down the line, because obviously in our age, we're not doing it. And it's
Y'all,
not
wait a
happen.
Minute, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. You know what? Hold on, wait a minute. I had to, that part right there, man, I don't know, I probably got to disagree with you on that shit, because it's highly doable, and it's doable, you know, a lot faster than what we realize it, because, hell, if you look around you and you see what's going on with this gentrification, that shit taking place within a couple of years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's no way that we cannot do it as a people. The problem is trying to get people, black people, to learn how to invest their money instead of blowing their money on frivolous bullshit. That's the damn difference. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do.
You completely overlapping black people as a whole and their training that you have to get past. First of all, black people don't care about
that's,
black people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You got to show, though. And look, check this out. When it comes to that shit, most of the time, when it comes to black people, you have to really show them how to do shit. You can't just go out there and say, get that shit. You got to show them how to do the shit. And we'll go out there and get it. But the people in our community that can really go out there and get the shit, they're not really trying to show. They crabs in a bucket. We got that mentality. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of goddamn things that we could do to get ahead. You know, I mean, the plan is there. We watch fucking people come over all the time and their communities set up shop somewhere and they spread out and take over shit because they invest in themselves. Money stay in the black community maybe 7 fucking seconds. That shit stay in the goddamn, like, I think, like the Jewish community or the Asian community, one of the two, like 30-something days, bro. That's fucking bullshit. If you think about this,
I get that.
But once again,
that goes back to in-home teaching. It ain't like how it was when you and I were growing up, where even when you and I were growing up, there were parents that when they looked at me in particular, I'm always going to use myself as an example, but you could look at me and how we grew up, and you were less fortunate, I was less fortunate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you have somebody like Kanye's mom, bless her soul, you know what I'm saying, who would look at me and be like, well, I don't really want a guy like that around my kid. You know what I'm saying? He looks, you know what I'm saying, like he bummy, et cetera, et cetera. See, when you have people, when you have adult people like that, you know what I'm saying, and then they break their children on their rise in regards to them growing and whatnot. Some people... They grow and they say, okay, well, I realize that what my parents taught me was bull crap, you know, blah, 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 so I can learn on my own. Then you have some people who fall into the safety net of, well, I realize that that's wrong, but that's my parents and I don't want to go against them. Or you just have those people who are like, you know what, I'm just going to go with whatever the careful medium is. If it's 20 people on that side that don't like people who wear New Balance shoes and Skechers and stuff like that, I'm going to side with them. If it's 20 people on this side that wear Vans and New Balance and Skechers, I'm going to side with them. But in-home teaching, we used to have block parties. We used to have birthdays where people that we didn't even know that was in the neighborhood could come by and celebrate and stuff like that. We came across the kids somewhere. But we don't care about that no more. Like, black folk as a community, people have to first care about one another in order to be able to say, okay, I'm going to make money in my neighborhood and go that way. When JJ's Rib Shack on Camilton Road, when I first moved down here, was popping, that whole area was popping because that area was predominantly black, and it was easy for them to make black-owned businesses and stuff like that because everybody cared about everybody at that time. Kirkwood was the same exact way. And then somewhere down the line, it got to a point where we were... And this is a society issue, you know, mainly because of our system and stuff like that. But when we saw people like Ben's older brother go to jail, trying to do things to provide for, you know what I'm saying, the rest of his brothers and stuff like that, it broke the entire family down. Rather than the grandfather, the uncle, father, and all them being strong and saying, hey, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do our thing and blah, blah, blah. They fell into religion or they got lazy and just been around the house and stuff like that. And now you got these kids watching that and you see your grandparent. One of the key things about these kids that you see now is they see their grandparents sit there and, oh, we're going to put it in God's hands or we're going to believe and hope for another day. And I'm telling you, the kids look at that and say, well, grandma that had this house for 30 years and still don't own it, but she go and pay tithes every week and stuff like that, going to church and blah, blah, blah. And nothing comes of it. She prays and everything like that, and don't shit change. Ain't nothing going on or whatever the case may be. The kids are seeing that now and bucking that shit. Nobody wants to listen to their parents now when their parents are gone 14 to 16 hours a day. How can you discipline a mofo if you only around them 4 hours and the 4 hours that you're around them, you sleep in home.
Well,
like, it starts in home.
You're not wrong about that, but in the same sense, the way society is, when you have nothing, you're forced to work those hours. You can't be around your kid. It's not. We don't have the same type of support system. You've kind of said the same thing about other communities. We can't ask so-and-so down the block to look after the kid. Sometimes the kids are looking after themselves. We don't have.
Hold on, wait a minute,
y'all.
Somebody has to join the conversation. Hold on. Yo, hold on. Yo, what's up?
Chaney.
Who this?
This Elijah Lavelle.
Who this?
He's being in the Navy with you.
Lavelle. Oh, what's up, brother? What's going on with you?
What's going on? Not much.
Nothing
much.
I'm
listening in.
What's going on here, man? What's going on with you? God damn,
living,
brother.
Man,
oh, excuse me, y'all. One of my brothers right here. He's one of my brothers. He's Lavelle right here. I was whooping his ass in some Madden back in the day in the navigation office. Putting the Buccaneers on that ass.
Up in the signal shack.
Yes, man. What's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. Listening in, tuning in, trying to support, you know.
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. We rookies at this thing, man. We rookies at this thing. But so far, you know, trying to give y'all some good conversation, man.
Okay, okay. I was listening to you guys talk about the black community and stuff. I mean, I have some views on that myself. Not saying nobody's wrong. Nobody's wrong.
Okay.
But I believe that we kind of isolated ourselves from boxes as far as a community, white community, black community, Asian community, Russian communities, and so forth. But
right.
The problem is, even if we do show somebody in our community how to do something, they want everything to work right then.
Yep,
yeah.
Immediately. Yep.
Yeah, we show them how to get paid.
No patience.
But they want everything right then.
Yeah.
And
yeah. They
don't have the patience. They don't want to learn the patience. And they might try it for a week. And after that, oh, it's taking too long.
Yep.
I thought I
could
get rich real quick. And
yeah,
I think that's one of the biggest problems. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of our biggest issues that we have besides, like myself and my parents and the community I lived in, nobody taught me about credit or banking or anything when I grew up. I had to learn all that on the fly.
Yeah.
But if you talk to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
if you talk to somebody else and you ask somebody else that had a credit card, they say, oh, well, I just had a credit card for $200 or $500. They, you know, I'm not paying this back. I got myself a TV, and the shit never gave it to me. I mean, that's the type of attitude that we got. You
yeah.
I mean?
You're right. You're so right. Yeah.
They shouldn't have gave it to me. You know?
So that's a really bad. And look, it's so bad. I worked at Rent-A-Center, man, for like 3 years, and it's all I fucking seen.
Right.
Motherfuckers come in that bitch, get a house full of furniture. Like, man, fuck y'all. I ain't paying y'all shit.
Exactly.
All the time.
Go fuck yourselves. I'm going.
That's why I suggested. Now, this is something that's going to take a toll. And we've heard Dr. Umar Johnson speak about this before or whatever. But I've noticed, you know, in regards to Mexicans in America, and I'm a sous chef. I have Mexicans in my kitchen and stuff like that, but the way they live, and I'm not
right.
saying that we have to live exactly like them, but they take
this
they are truly Mexican, you know what I'm saying? that's where they're naturally from, etc. You know what I'm saying? They are illegally here, you know what I'm saying? But they are my brothers. I love Juan and them to death, but what I've learned with them
is... Did he just slick down them out?
what I've learned about them is one thing that they have also shown me is we don't have that level of humility where as black people that we would take that step back where we would chill and say, you know what, I'm willing to forego all this material stuff and everything like that, live in a house, you know what I'm saying, with just, you know, my family and everything like that, share living quarters, so we can have that extra person in the house to watch over the kids and stuff like that, and we rotate shifts and blah, 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 because we're too enamored and fascinated with what the outside world thinks of us in regards to our working and the money that we make and stuff like that. We have to go show – for some reason, we have to be flamboyant. We have to go showcase. The majority of our people in the hood are the ones that really like to do that. You know what I'm saying? I live in suburbs. I'm in Douglasville, Georgia, where I'm around former senators and stuff like that. But there's black people down the street that the loudest thing I've seen with black people over here is a motorcycle. That's the loudest thing I've ever seen. their cars aren't that loud, their clothes aren't that loud, you don't hear loud music, et cetera, other than, you know what I'm saying, when it's that time of the year, 4th of July, something like that. But that's pretty much it. But I do remember when I was around the way growing up in East Lake and stuff like that, that you weren't a somebody, you were a nobody unless you showed everybody your car, or unless you were in Nike all the way down, or unless you were wearing Jordans and stuff like that. Like, that's a mindset we have to change.
Yeah,
but I got something on that. I have a few Asian friends, a few Hispanic friends, a few Russian friends, and the biggest thing that is different than them, and I do agree with you, everybody in the community help each other, and they have a culture about it. But if you think about it, our culture was taken away from us during slavery. So all we
I mean, our culture is this, you know, yeah, look, check this out, right?
Right.
Since we've come to America, right?
Right.
We are responsible for, let's say, maybe three out of four most popular types of music in the world today.
I wasn't finished yet.
Because we have a culture here. I mean, we have built our culture. Like, shit, dude. Black people literally are the fucking veins of America. We got that. We built this bitch. This shit, the blood of America flows through the goddamn veins of black people. We built this bitch, bro. We had a black man that fucking mapped out fucking piping and shit. The fucking DC Benjamin Banneker. We had a guy that invented traffic lights. Fucking improved on refrigerators. Fucking light, bro.
Right.
A gas mask.
Right.
Blood transfusion. You know what
I'm
saying? We pioneered a lot of shit here. We have a history.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I am. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not saying that we don't have a history. I'm saying, culturally, as far as Hispanic people, like my man was saying, Asian people, and so forth, they kept that for centuries.
But let me finish.
I'm not saying nothing negative about our people. I'm just trying to say what I believe where the root came from. Because thinking about it, if we're back in slavery, all we seen was the master have a nice car, a nice carriage, or whatever, nice things, and we wanted that. We wanted that, and that was our idea of being somebody or something.
Yep.
So,
well,
right now, you know, if I wanted to be somebody or something when I was younger, I was like, man, I gotta have the new J's. Everybody gonna look at them and say, man, those J's are tight. They nice. I gotta have the best clothes. I'm gonna break my neck to buy the best car I can get. For anybody to notice me as me coming up. And
one,
I think that's one of our biggest problems.
And the problem is, in regards to what he brought up in regards to slavery and stuff like that, is the fact that we were never broken out of that training. Like, we never went away from that training. All it was is it changed over time, and it just got molded into something else, something different. Prime example.
Different.
Now, Ace, we grew up together, so you know the times when I was over in the Bluff in Vine City, right? What was the music that was popping when you were coming back from the Navy, you know what I'm saying, to visit? It was Hot Boys. And what was Hot Boys all about? Bling Bling, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And then the chick that I was messing with at the time, what was their favorite music to listen to all the time? Hot Boys, Bling Bling. That thing was you were not relevant as a dude.
You're not relevant as a dude,
you know, so your own people, your own culture of people, you're not relevant as a dude unless you got that, unless you're bringing that to the table, et cetera. Now, there's patches in time where that went away, and then it came back. We have to, we have to change that within our own culture, being like, okay, yeah, you can do your music on it, you know, and everything like that, but it's our job as the parents and listen to our elders and stuff like that to say, well, that ain't the end-all, be-all, honey, you know what I'm saying? But we don't do that. You know, we have to break that teaching.
You see,
you got to lead by example,
in,
man.
In
we got to lead by
day,
example, though.
And yeah, you know, in the end of the day, and I really, really, really hate this word, but I have to kind of bring this up. You've mentioned other cultures, but other cultures have been given an opportunity by the establishment to assimilate with what white people are and what they find acceptable. In the end of the day, you could have a Spanish person given the same opportunity in the same day, there's what's really the difference between them and us? Not much. Even their culture.
Exactly.
Their culture is mixed with African people just as much as black people are. Native
of course,
people.
Right.
It, a lot of it is all the same. The only difference is that they've been given an opportunity. They look different. So they could blend in with this person, that person, this person. What really is different than a Jewish person and a black person? Really, there's not that much. But they can pass
not that much.
For what is acceptable in society. In society, in the end of the day, you're going to have two people. You're going to have a Asian person. You're going to have a black person. 9 times out of 10, and I know this math is a little bit off, they're going to be looking at the qualifications of the Asian person first because that person can fit in. In the end of the day, your skin color or our skin color in the end of the day is – and I hate saying this. I really fucking hate saying this, but it's a fact. In the end of the day, that has held us back that from the people
of
in
course.
The establishment that look at us. That want to put us in our place. We don't have the same opportunities as other cultures do. Why should we? We should not assimilate. That's another topic of contention as well. But if we're looking at slavery, okay. So you have black slavery, and then you have people that try to compare the what is it called? The Irish incursion into America, which was indentured. Slavery, which is completely different. And in the end of the day, the people that had the money, the rich people, they look at the Irish people and they were dirt poor, piss poor, trash, and then they looked at the African slave and they said to them, you know what, we're going to give you a little bit more than the black person. Okay, so that way, in the end of the day, they were saying, you know what, you're better than them because you're white. That has really just kept going on centuries, like 400 years later, we're still dealing with that type of thing. And like, it's not fair, but you know, when you're, I don't know who said this, but when you're in a position when you're kind of behind and you're trying to push yourself forward, really, how far can you go? You can't. And the sad part is, you know what, in America and even in North America, black people don't even have it worse. I would really fucking hate to be a Native American. I really hate to be a Native American.
Yeah, I mean, people don't even realize that they come off as, like, extinct nowadays. And then I have two naturally born Native Americans.
Yeah.
People act like Indians do not even exist anymore. Like, literally, like,
they
never even get brought up.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't.
You know,
they don't.
If anybody should get anything in this life, I feel sorry for those people. Because if it wasn't for them, we probably wouldn't have even had a fucking anywhere in North America. We fucking let us in. They got raped. They got their lands taken away from them. They got put in a little fucking spot. Which is really not that much different from black people as well, if you really think about it. They were given alcohol to kill themselves. They are either have no government or very little self-government, no money, no fucking education, no nothing. So I'm not trying to compare the two, but it's not that much different. It's really not, if you think about
it.
And
they just got robbed.
Eventually, they started doing it for themselves.
Yeah, they've been put in that little fucking section so they can fucking kill themselves. And that's really what society,
y'all know
has done to black people as well.
And you know what, though? My whole thing is, you know what, though? I mean, the thing is behind this shit, like, I mean, the simple thing is, like, we just got to fucking just lead by example. Shit, if you got a fucking business, you're trying to start a business, find like-minded people. That's it. Start small, you know what I'm saying? shit, start small. Rome wasn't built in a day. You feel me? And I think at the end of the day, man, that's what the fuck. I mean, that's it. I mean,
the problem
boys,
is,
I mean, that's what it boils down to. And look, here go the thing.
Well,
we know what the problems are, right? Look, wait a minute. Hold on, because we got like a minute and 30 seconds left. 90 seconds left,
oh,
right?
Shit.
So let me get this in real quick. Here's my thing, right? So we know what the problems are, right or wrong. Can we agree on that? We know what the problems are, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
So we know what we just been talking about. So we know what the problems are. What we need to do, right? We know what the problems are. So the thing is, we have to really get back to the this saying, each one teach one, and we got to start small with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I say Rome wasn't built in a day, that's what I mean by this shit. Shit, we got to start small with that shit. We know what the problems are. We cannot continue to let the problems dictate what the fuck we got to do. I mean, we got to start small. That means teach our children. I mean, if people come around, like if you see people working their ass off and they ask you questions like, you know, what you do for a living, what are you doing? Shit, pass the information on to them. Show them how to do shit, man. I'm trying to build my business up right now, and I'm online researching everything. And all I do is, I pass on links to people. People want the links. I pass on the links. I tell them where to go because I'm doing the exact same goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, each one fucking teach one, man. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
We got to get back to that shit. That's what it boils down to. We know what the fucking problems are. We've been knowing this shit for years. What I said when we first started, James, I said I knew this shit since I was, 15 years old. I stopped getting, I got quiet. I said, black people getting quiet now. That means they're getting pissed off. You know what I'm saying? We know what the problems are. Each one teach one. We got to get out there, do the shit ourselves. And the people that want to learn, and we figure out the ones that want to learn, we show them how to do the shit with us. We make money together. We grow together. We build our fucking community back up. And we got to become a goddamn fortune record with. The shit is not goddamn. It's not hard. It's simple. All we got to do is get the right motherfuckers on board. That's it. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's it, man. That's it for tonight, man. Man, thank you guys, man. This shit turned out to be really, really good, man.
Yeah, you gotta
get some shouts out to somebody or some shit. Y'all make sure y'all give a shout out to somebody out there. Y'all say something to somebody. We got a couple of seconds left. Y'all get y'all shouts out in.
I'm
screaming
telling
names
everybody
out of song.
Who's listening? You need to tune in for the next one.
Okay.
I give a shout out to big booty women. That's all I have to say. That's it. All I have to give a shout out to.
I love big booty women too, bro.
I
love big booty women.
Give a shout out to all.
Oh my God.
I give a shout out to all young business owners that's trying to make it.
That's right.
Okay.
Good one.
That's good.
All right, man. Appreciate it, fellas, man. This shit turned out to be awesome, man.
All right, Tanya.
We're going to post some more topics up on some shit, man. LaVey, I'm going to add you as on the group and put you on this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So the next topic, you got to come back through on this shit.
Definitely.
All right.
If you guys got
any topics y'all want to discuss, they got any topics, post some shits in the goddamn group. Yeah, post them up in the group. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll get the best ones and we'll come back and talk about them. Maybe we'll get more folks to call
okay.
in. Look, now there's money to be made in this shit. I just turned we off of air right now. So look, it's money to be made with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get everybody fucking down. So.
Right.
Money to be made with this shit right here. Like I'm investing into this shit. I'm putting money into this shit. So as we progress, the more money I put to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If shit got to go right. Shit, you guys got down for it. We get a goddamn monetary. You make some fucking money with this shit. All right.
Are you getting more and more viewers?
Oh, shit.
It's starting. I mean, right. I think the night was the best night so far. I won't be able to see this shit until I end the episode. Then I go back and check it and whatnot. I'll let you guys know. I screenshot it and everything.
Okay.
Y'all can check it out.
Oh my God.
That's cool.
Y'all check out the All right,
yeah.
But I mean, the last show we did, we had a couple of viewers in Australia. I think that was what's her name though, James? She was in Australia. We had two viewers in Australia's last show we did, and
we had the rest
of North America. Yeah. So I screenshot
cool.
the shit. I sent to you guys an email so y'all can see them, check them out. All right,
good.
Y'all take care, man. I'm about to get to hop on the Xbox.
All right, good night.
Play this Naruto. I'm about to play this Naruto on y'all legs on the Xbox. Peace out.
Later.